Just then, Captain Nemo and his chief officer appeared. The captain glanced at the chart, then turning to me, "The island of Ceylon," he said, "is famous for its pearl fisheries. Would you be interested, Professor Aronnax, in visiting one of these fisheries?"
"Certainly, Captain."
"Fine. It's easily done. Only when we see the fisheries, we'll see no fishermen. The annual harvest hasn't begun. No matter. I'll give the orders to make for the Gulf of Mannar, and we'll arrive there late tonight." The captain said a few words to his chief officer, who went out immediately. Soon the Nautilus re-entered its liquid element, and the pressure gauge indicated that it was staying at a depth of 30 feet. With the chart under my eyes, I looked for the Gulf of Mannar. I found it by the 9th parallel off the northwestern shores of Ceylon. It was formed by the long curve of the Little Mannar Island. To reach it, we had to go all the way up Ceylon's west coast. "Professor," Captain Nemo then told me, "there are pearl fisheries in the Bay of Bengal, the seas of the East Indies, the seas of China and Japan, plus those seas south of the United States, the Gulf of Panama and the Gulf of California. But it's off Ceylon that such fishing reaps its richest rewards. No doubt we'll be arriving a little early. Fishermen gather in the Gulf of Mannar only during the month of March, and for 30 days some 300 boats concentrate on the lucrative harvest of these treasures from the sea. Each boat is manned by 10 oarsmen and 10 fishermen. The latter divide into 2 groups, dive in rotation, and descend to a depth of 12 meters with the help of a heavy stone clutched between their feet and attached by a rope to their boat.